for Black History Month. You can normally catch me on a Sunday, 11 to midnight, on Ill Give God. I'm my boy DJ Blaster.
Mystical Flex.
We hit the halfway mark now. Montreal Sessions.
Black Lives Matter.
People have gotten away with murder.
The change begins now.
You gotta listen to our perspective. Our voices need to be heard.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter.
We're gonna end it strong. I got interviews. I got all kind of world music. Keep it locked. But first, we gotta salute a piece of our history here in Montreal, in the hip hop community. This guy right here. Bad News Brown.
Right.
My brother.
90.3 FM.
We miss you, Keep you alive through the music.
I like the blow from Blaze Trees. Lime with my cheese. Need Oscar in my palm while I'm not some breed.
Come on.
Lime with my G, Lee Oscar in my palm.
It's Brown. Hey. Now let's hear from the Afro-Canada Bud Sisters.
The Afro-Canada Bud Sisters are an online community dedicated to normalizing cannabis for Black women. We began by educating our members about not only the cannabis plant, but the racist history behind its almost 100-year prohibition. How we do this is by entertaining our members with informative and fun content that is not only cannabis-related, but also women-centered. And then we empower our members on their cannabis choices and options while promoting sisterhood through both virtual and in-person events and meetups. You can follow us today on Instagram at Afro-Canada Bud Sisters or visit our website and subscribe at www.afrocanadabudsisters.com.
That's right, I'm connecting my people. I'm saluting Bad News Brown at the same time. Yeah. Much thanks, Tadisha. I know you got more info for them. You got more people coming up. CKUT.
Coming up in the next couple of months, we plan to commemorate Black Mental Health Awareness Day on March 7th. Our Bud Sisters birthday bashment will be on March 12th. And we will be hosting with the Mental Health Commission of Canada an education panel on April 6th from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you then.
We spread in public service announcements that way. Supporting Black businesses, services out there. Sharing info. Check this one out. Look.
Hi, this is Peter Charles from RPG Transport. We do move-in, commercial deliveries, as well as residential deliveries. Call us if you need anything to be delivered, whether it be a small couch or a full-on moving job. RPG Transport is a Black-owned family business you can trust. We offer great service and good energy. Call now, 514-629-9334. 514-629-9334. Or you could follow us at RPG Transport 514. Thank you. CKUT.
Gotta big up this young man. I can see my youngins owning their own business, doing their thing, so we should go out and support them. Yeah. I got more info coming up. And again, we're all saluting my man Bad News Brown. I also got a shout out Lincoln. Yeah, couldn't forget. Listen up, Côte d'Ivoire Black Community Association.
Hello, hi, my name is Lisa from the Côte d'Ivoire Black Community Association. And I'd just like to let you know a few of our upcoming events, including two that we have for Black History Month. So on the 24th, we have a collaborative work that we'll be doing with other centers like West Haven, as well as Walkley and the YMCA, also St. Raymond. And we will be doing something for our teens, working with Ben Telemac. He will be doing his workshop on broken crayon steel color. So we're looking forward to that on the 24th of February at 6 p.m. It's a hybrid online and also in-person event, as well as we'll be having online with Dr. Lashley on February the 25th. We'll be doing a session on Black men mental health that will be online as well. You can go to our Facebook page as well as our LinkedIn as well as our actual website to sign up or register. It will be at 6:30 again on Friday, February the 25th at 6:30, and that's going to be a great one. Some of our other things that are coming up, we have started our All-Star Saturdays, so that's for children between 5 and 12 on Saturdays from 11 to 4. They do a bit of homework, they do a bit of activities, and then they go outside and we learn many new things on the Saturday, and the children love it. They have a lot of fun. We also have our team leadership, which has started bi-weekly every second Saturday. So there was one on the 19th that just passed. So 2 weeks from now, there'll be another. And on the 24th of February, we'll be starting our drop-in, teen drop-in from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Nelson Mandela Pavilion, and that will be from Monday to Friday, and we're looking forward to having our teens join us again, see what magic we can create. And moving forward, on the 8th of March, it is International Women's Day, so we will be having a session online 6 p.m. So anytime you'd like to get more information about what we're doing at the Colton Edge Black Community Association, you can visit our website, check out the news, our events. You can also visit Facebook, Instagram, and also LinkedIn. Thank you.
We're going to keep it going and keep it flowing. More Bad News Brown, more info to spread. And if you're looking for an outdoor getaway, check out Kaya Pesh.
Good evening, folks. This is Maggie Lijumel, a.k.a. Maggie LaSalle. I am here with Terry Dennis tonight. We are doing this special episode courtesy of Stephen Hennessy to celebrate Black History Month, and we're putting Black entrepreneurs at the forefront. So I gave you this gentleman's name, and I'm going to let him tell you a little bit more about himself and the business that he runs.
Yes, hello, good afternoon, or evening, everybody. My name is Terry, as she said, the Terry Dennis, and I am the owner-operator of a business called Kaya Pesh Adventure.
And Terry, tell us, what is a Kaya Pesh?
Kaya Pesh, basically the name Kaya is just short for kayak, and Pesh is obviously fishing in French, so I shortened it Kaya Pesh. But really, realistically, after doing a little research, I found out there was a whole lot more to do with the name Kaya, but that's a different episode. But yes, Kaya Pesh is short for kayak and Pesh fishing. So Kaya Pesh Adventures.
Okay, so through Kaya Pesh, I'm hearing, yes, outdoor adventures. You take people kayaking and fishing?
Yes, I take people kayaking. I take people kayak fishing. I take people kayak camping, and most do any and everything on a kayak. Kayak meditation, and on, the sky's the limit.
And you're Black.
And I should hope so. Yes, I am a Black, a young Black man, and I am from the Caribbean island of Tobago. And who doesn't know Tobago? Well, you may know it as Trinidad and Tobago. And the part of Tobago that I came from is called Plymouth. And Plymouth, and most of everybody that lived in Plymouth, Tobago, we're all fishermen. So I basically came from a family of fishers. My mom, my grandmother, my grandfather, so on and so forth. But fast forwarding and coming to Canada, I decided fishing, and then I still loved fishing. I never stopped. And then I saw a television show had to do with kayak fishing with a gentleman by the name of Jim Simmons, and I watched his show. I liked it. I liked the style, And I decided to put that with my love of fishing and married both of them together and have what we have today as kayak fishing. I've never ever seen a black man doing such a sport before. Mm-hmm. So I decide, hey, you know what? It'll be really cool to have such a thing.
So you make people rediscover Montreal.
I make people rediscover Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Okay, very nice.
Because again, I don't only stay in Montreal. The sky's the limit. So I have a little crazy saying where I say, hey, I'm a taxpayer, so these roads that's leading everywhere, I'm allowed to travel on them and go anywhere and fish.
Okay.
A lot of people in our community, they read the community contact and they see I was one of the people on the front page.
You brought a friend and I on an outdoor adventure, which was very, very cool. So I can testify to that. But let's get this woman on the phone for a first-hand account. Can you call her up?
Absolutely. Hello, Claudette. How are you doing?
I'm okay, Carrie. How are you?
I'm fine.
We are doing a little interview for CKUT. We're highlighting black entrepreneurs to celebrate Black History Month. And Terry was telling us that he got to take you on the ice recently. Can you just tell us briefly what made you want to do this outdoor adventure?
Well, initially it was to be supportive to a member of the black community who has
right.
a business.
Amazing.
You know, initially that was my goal. Two of my family members had such a wonderful time with Terry that I was encouraged to experience, you know, some of this myself.
Amazing. And did you have a great time?
Yeah, fabulous.
And what would you say to the black community listening about, you know, these outdoor adventures and getting out there and supporting like you did?
Well, I would say partly the message, it's our world, let's live in it, you know.
Amazing.
And being close to nature as our people are, this is a good way to have your finger on the pulse of what's going on right here.
Amazing. Thank you so much for that, Claudette.
Thank you, Claudette.
Okay,
bye-bye, thanks.
Can you tell people where and how they can reach out to you to book an outdoor adventure and to get their feet wet?
Well, you can reach me, phone number 514-546-4519. Again, that's 514-546-4519. And you can reach me on Instagram, Kaya Pesh, and Facebook also, Kaya Pesh.
And your website,
and
right?
The website, yes, absolutely.
www.kayapesh.com.
Thank you very much, Maggie.
Get out there and support. Now you got my man, Sibs.
Open the gate, please. Come on in. Yeah, man. Don't worry. Don't step on nobody's foot, man. There's no space for everybody.
Talk to him.
What you worry about, man? You have a question? Come question, aye, man.
Aye.
Coming from creation. Them have a question. So, Scott, here's what we're going to do to them. We're going to try and deal with it in a, not a chronological, but a magical kind of inspirational. Check it. I am Black History. There is no mystery. All the many that came before me, it's the reason I be essential to humanity. Your glorious legacy, fueled by the melanin, a frequency deep in spiritual skin. A freeway revealing signs, creating dots of the invisible lines. Mapping mathematical genius. A timing that harvests Lalibela, Mo Mononotapa. Rock and roll to boogie woogie with the classics. Papyrus. Hieroglyphic texts. Incense. Aligned stars of Neter. Smelting ion. Raising the temperature, raise the temperature, bring the temperature up. the west. They were indigos who knew the shores and spoke to the dawn of time. Who made boats? We made spears and traveled the ocean without fear. Olmec, the state of Mexico, knew we were, and still we are, first light, love, burnt of skin, joy woven in our daily breath, a work of art, transport the pigment's tapestry to excellence, for excellence is excellence, I am Black History. Black History.
Talk to
him. I am Black History. Joy. I am Black History. Peace be unto earth forevermore. I am Black History. Give thanks.
Yeah, that's my man. Zip. Community Collective, whatever. My man Scott C on the beat. Yo, Montreal's so talented. But to keep it going. Zip on the vibes. On a Tuesday. If you missed a second of it, download it.
www.ckut.ca.
What up, Miss Ben?
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
I am tired.
People have gotten away with murder.
We gotta keep pushing forward.
The change begins now.
You gotta listen to our perspective. Our voices need to be heard.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter.
We're gonna take a pause. Go get a drink. We're about to step into some commercials right now. We're going to be back at it. We're going until 5 o'clock. Come on. Stay with me. Keep it locked. Ziploc's on the set.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca because giving is in our blood.
Oshiega 2022, Montreal's beloved outdoor festival, announces its full lineup February 21st. Let us know your favorite act to be entered into a draw for a pair of three-day passes. Comment on social media or call the studio line at three names. Enter before Thursday, February 24th at 5 p.m. to win.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call Info Sociale 811, because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
West Haven Elmhurst Community Association is a rec center located in NDG. Our teen program is now reopened and ready for action every Tuesday, Thursday, and Fridays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., ages 13 to 17.
We offer open gym basketball, video games, PlayStation 4 with NBA 2K, a recording studio, leadership programs, programming for girls, and much more.
Yeah. And thanks to a Music Counts grant, we have a revamped multimedia studio with new equipment like a soundproofed recording booth, new computers, a DJ set, mics, headphones, everything you need so you can make beats, record vocals, all in studio for free. We're now recruiting for our Teen Spring Sound Class. We're looking to crown the top DJ sound crew and anybody who can hold the mic.
Come on!
Yeah, that's right. MCs, poets, comedians. We want that raw young talent in the city. No experience needed, no equipment needed. Just come in for weekly lessons and we'll teach you how to be your best artistic self.
Yeah.
Let's go. Now, I want to hear from my teens right now. Let's go. I got DK in the booth.
Talk on the beat. Hello, everyone. It's my name, Juan. DK in the cut, man. You feel me, man? I love coming West Haven, man, dunking on these little fools, man. Let me tell you about that, man.
Talk your talk,
dunking
man.
Dunking on these little fools right now.
They can't guard me. Uh-oh. They can't. Everyone come West Haven so I can show you my potential.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm 16 years old and I'm slamming on these. I'm slamming on these little boys. Y'all like me? Best community center, NDG. Come on now.
Yeah.
We talking about boys. DK, you already know the vibes. Dunked on him today. Yo. Know the vibes. From the rap on his beat too. Spin there, yo, Black.
West Haven.
Special salute to our beloved Darius Brown, Janai, Dockwell Bailey, and our turtle Picasso.
The power.
For more information, you can reach us on Instagram, West Haven Teens, or by email at teenswesthaven@gmail.com. And drop by any Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at 7405 Avenue Harley on the west side of NDG.
This summer, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary, so keep an eye out for upcoming events.
Yeah. Yo, man. I'm going to just let the teams take over from here, man. We got the mic. We're in the studio. Let's talk a talk, man. Come through the West Haven. Freestyle Friday. Come on.
Come on.
Slide to West Haven if you trying to get dunked on.
Yeah.
Just cooking up in the booth. What my... Yeah. Come to West Haven.
Yep.
Yeah. Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah.
Only 16, but I'm spitting on this beat.
Yeah.
Let me turn this up. All my money's up. All my jewelry up. Pour some. In my double cup, yeah, I'm just speaking fast, ain't saying nothing. Let me run, let me jog up on that court. If I catch you lacking under that rim, you get sport. Yeah, dunking like a sport. You see me on the radio speaking on port. Yeah, 2K tournament coming up. I'm a point guard. Don't make me you have to turn up.
No freestyle.
Take your ankles. This is 2K, not no wank.
Woo! We just having some fun in the booth. What's 17? Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Ages 13 to 17.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Zedekiah. You know what I do? Come to a saver. Cross people up. They call me Young Kyrie. You know, anyone could get it. DK got it today. You know, Jaden got it. You know, everyone, Steve could get it too. Steve got it too. No, Steve doesn't want to play me no more. He's scared.
You talking my name?
Come here and get crossed up. What? That's my thing.
What?
Shoot it, splash in your face. Call me Curry, bro.
No line of mic.
Sorry, bro.
West Haven Community Center.
90.3 FM.
You listen to Montreal Sessions on CKUT. Hey, sit back on it. Yeah, that was me just before kicking over the teams on a Freestyle Friday. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, we down and we got our own studio.
Hey, man.
I try to break down the whole hip-hop thing. I don't break it down for you today. It's Black History Month, so we got to educate you on that. Let's start right here. The Message. Lyrics-wise, this used to describe the feel and the smell of New York.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Right.
Grandmaster Flash.
Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. Cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under and under.
Yeah, Zip, we educating you, and we got to talk about our own history, and we got to break it down how our own CKUTs
Butcher T was the first man to bring hip-hop across the border. This goes back to a classic interview I had with him, Quite Sane, DJ Blaster, Jesse Walker, Miss Ben. We was down at Ill Groove Garden and chopping it up, and this is what it sounded like, man. Piece of history right here, man. We respect our legends.
I'm gonna put you on the spot. Come and grab a mic.
We got Mr. Butcher T in the building. And it was funny because we just were talking before about Afrika Bambaataa, the originator of hip-hop, down in the city tonight. And I see my man who, I every time I see him, I got to break down his story. From my understanding, because my boy educated me on this, when it comes to bringing hip-hop across the border into Canada, we're talking my man right here. This is the dude.
We're going way back.
Why don't you break down some stories, man? Break down some stories, bro.
Oh, gosh.
You brought it over the border. So kind of break that down for me. And, of course, with Afrika Bambaataa in the city.
You know what? I got to tell you. Make it short and sweet or whatever, you know. I have to give a friend of mine, well, actually Stretch's nephew, Andrew Carr, you know, he introduced hip-hop to me, you know, when he was here in Montreal. He used to come here in the summertime and say, hey, man, you got to get into, the beats, the break beats and stuff. I was like, what's this? So he said, oh, certainly, you know, like, that time was, other than Sugar Hill Gang, good times, you know what I mean? Now we're getting into the real stuff. The real, actually, first hip-hop on vinyl was what you call it, the Fatback by Kington the Third.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Break it down.
No.
I love to educate
Nobody really knows that, though.
Yeah, trust nobody me. Really knows that. But that was
Kington. I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, Kington the Third. Well, they're R&B group. But before Good Times came out, I mean, I don't know how they got into it, but it was called Kington the Third, Personality Jock.
Yep.
And from there, anyways, they said, listen, you got to get into the beats. So I said, what's the beats, man? So he told me, okay, check out. That time was, you got Rolling Stones, you got I was into my rock too. I mean, I'm a music junkie, you know what I mean? You had Thin John Lizzy, Billy Squire, you know, you had, oh gosh, man, you had Bob James.
Yeah.
He's like jazz.
That was his.
And this is all before you could just YouTube it and then download it to your phone.
Yeah.
Right?
But
you had to really dig. You had to really dig for it.
Yeah. I had some of the rock tunes, and some of these rock tunes were like in a certain stack, like to the side that I was about to like. Give them
sell,
away.
Sell, you know, give away,
give
throw.
Away,
fling them like this.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's when I started to dig them out,
right.
and then
okay. And really listen to them.
That time I didn't have two turntables, eh?
Right. Right.
I had just a cassette player and a Lloyd's turntable.
He said Lloyd's.
Lloyd's.
That company is
okay.
Finished.
The one with the little plastic piece, so you can put 2-3 records on top of each other.
The 45. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's it. On the timer. That's on the timer.
So make it quick. Let me look at time. Anyways, make it quick now. So I put the what you call it there. The that time didn't have no felt at that time. So we had a little. Thin cardboard with a plastic underneath.
Right.
Slip quick.
Yeah.
So I had, like I said, one turntable.
Right.
So we started to make beats.
Right.
So I was like, play the record, I'll get the break, press the button, pause it, start again, pause it. My name's Tony, right? That's my real name now.
Right.
Now.
What do you mean now? What do you mean now? It was always your real name.
No, my real... So what I mean...
Butcher Tony?
It was name.
Your name was really Tony. Butcher Tony right now?
Now, Andrew Carr now, he said, man, you're a butcher. I said, okay. I like that. And then, man, let's call you Butcher.
Hold on a minute. Because in the way he's talking right now, is like how... I would hear Grandmaster Flash talk.
Yeah.
So,
oh shoot, yeah.
The way Butcher is talking right now,
humble,
living legends.
Exactly, because he was a pioneer of what he's doing, like the cardboard.
Wow.
Grandmaster Flash never talked about no cardboard.
Exactly.
And some plastic and I like this.
No.
Keep going. But it's true shit. That's right.
So I did the pausing. So every time I'm pressing the button, you know, you release, start the record over again.
Right.
You know, you hold the record, boom.
Right.
And then that's how Butcher T came about. So I started this practice. I always practice at home before I master on the cassette.
Of course. Young DJs.
Then I'm carrying my...
Young DJs.
Then the beatbox now. Well, your ghetto blaster now.
Ghetto blasters.
Yeah. I got my cassette. And all you're hearing on there is just beats.
Right.
Different beats.
Right.
That time I had at least around 3-4 different beats.
Right.
And then from there, invested, bought myself... Pioneer. What was it? SL. No, I had the good one. I had Jesse.
He said he had the good one. He invented the good one.
But anyways, you know, that was a belt drive. And
right.
Okay.
Same thing. I just, that time, found felts now. Made my own felts.
Yo! Hey!
You probably invented felts. You should have been making some money.
I made my own felts. And from that, I just started to practice. And then, boom. After that, started to do some house parties. I did one or two house parties. Actually, my first house party was in Chattagy. And that's when I met Sean Juan.
Wow.
Sean
See,
Juan,
young rappers, you have no idea.
Sean
Juan, Baby Blue, DJ Ray.
Sean Juan was the first. He was the first. He was the first. So I met him at this party in Chattagy. And
now this is when Chattagy has like four houses.
Chattagy wasn't even Chattagy yet.
Yeah, Chattagy was, yeah.
It was just over the river. Over the river.
And it was a house
over
party.
The bridge.
It was the only house.
Sean Juan was there. And he had that New York style.
Right.
So I started, when I was just playing music, he came up to me and said, you know, you have any beat? I said, yeah. At that time, I was just playing some, you know, it wasn't much rap to play,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
You know? So I said, yeah. He said, oh, you have this beat? I said, yeah, check this out. So that time it was a Billy Squire, the Big B.
Oh,
so
oh.
I started to rock that, and he started to go on. He went on the mic, and let me tell you, I was like, shit. Because at that time, I had all the cuts, everything on beat. I could stop the record, do all my tricks and the thing there.
Right.
Boom. But main thing was always timing, and he was like,
exactly.
Boom, boom. I did my homework at home.
Damn.
Before I came out.
Grandmaster Flash is getting too much credit right now.
Trust me.
He's getting too much credit right now.
No, but you have to be real. That's how it started. You know what I mean?
If you made your own felt, come on.
You know?
I like
and
how
you could have been rich.
And the thing is, oh god.
Well, you're rich. You're rich in soul right now.
Hey, rich in soul. I like.
I would have invested. I would have invested right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. The Butcher T placemats.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Butcher T slip mats. You
know, Butcher T slip. Butcher slip.
It's not
Butcher
too
slips.
Late, man. It's not too late.
Yes, it is. It's too late.
They wouldn't even be called slip.
But it's not too late to know
they would have been called butcher
where it came from. It's not too late. Montreal,
so,
you
know
need to listen.
He didn't even answer the question talking about bringing people over to the border.
Oh, no, you know
so,
how.
Wait,
no,
back,
no, bringing hip hop over the border.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Not about people, but.
When you did the hip hop back then, because I mean, where did you get your albums? There was no stores.
No, they had, okay, I'll be honest with you. They had the stores. They had the stores like at that time they had
Wow
Stretch. Well, yeah, okay.
Before this is before Wow. This would have been
way
Tina.
Before Wow.
So you would have had what? Tina and Victoria maybe? Was
you
Tina
had, okay,
even open?
You had hold on, you had Tina's. You had Jesus.
Romark? Was it Romark?
No. Before Romark, man.
Yeah,
oh my god. You had like Raleigh Funky Hut at that time.
That's before my time.
Yeah. No, but these guys didn't really bring, you know.
Tina's was the youngest
Sound
of the old.
Record. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Tina was the youngest of the old.
Tina's was
that
Victoria
was like R&B
Kent,
stuff
right?
You're buying. But for the rap and stuff like that, you wouldn't get.
Anything
actually, who was
sense.
Carrying at that time, you had Downtown Records. You had a record store on Stanley.
Mm.
Right by, you know, by the metro there on.
Wow, well, that was Wow. That was Wow.
Huh? No, it wasn't Wow.
No,
it wasn't Wow.
Before that.
Right when you get off on Stanley Street, the. Peel exit there, you get off and you're on Peel Street and it's up to now there's a store down there. It's just downstairs. Right
okay.
There used to be the store. It's be Downtown Records.
It's yeah. Downtown the Eddie used to work there.
At
Eddie
one
Lewis
time, yeah.
At one
cool.
Time.
Guy who
it was like, at the really end.
And no
yeah.
Jay, gotta be
then,
no
and then
Jay.
At that time, too, you had Stretch. I used to work in the record store,
yeah.
Stretch Records.
Okay.
And that's when I used to go across the board and buy music, too.
Okay.
You know, buy for the store and hey.
Well, you know, and of course, if you look at it, when it comes to geography, hip hop, mm-hmm. And Montreal is closest to the mecca of hip hop. Mm-hmm. Even Toronto, I know my Toronto folks
no,
are
Toronto
get
was
upset.
Into their. A lot of people won't realize. I mean, at that time, Toronto was into their funk.
Yes.
Hip hop, no.
Yeah.
Funk or whatever.
And so, you
Montreal
know,
now.
The first place to bring up hip hop.
Yeah.
And you're one of the first guys to do it.
Yeah.
So get a big at my man.
Yeah. Big time.
His story.
Big time.
Yeah, that's right. We Edge McCain, you, and we bringing it all the way back. The first hip hop song.
All right.
King Tim III.
You stomp your feet cause you're listening to the sound of the show shot beat. I'm the K-I-N-G, the G-I-M, King Tim the Third, and I am him, just me, Fat Fat, and the crew. We're doing it all just for you. We're strong as an ox and tall as a tree. We can rock you so viciously. We throw the highs in your eyes, the bass in your face. We're the funk machines that rock the human race. Skate down, boogie shot. Come on, girl, let's do the rock. Slam dunk, do the jerk. Let me see your body work. To the beat, everybody. To the beat, everybody.
Yo, man, I'm telling you, man, he can beat some of the rappers out nowadays.
JB's, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, man, black people, we make all kind of music. We love all kind of music. Right. Including house.
Girl, I'll house you. Girl, I'll house you. Girl, I'll house you. You and my hut now. My hut. Girl, I'll house you. Girl, I'll house you. Girl, I'll house you. You in my hut now.
We're going to talk house. Look at my brothers and sisters. This one here, Mr. Fingers. Can you feel it? Having some fun Black History Month vibes. Montreal Sessions. Little Frankie Knuckles right here. The Whistle Song. Which reminds me of the days. Business. Steel Monkey.
CKUT 90.3.
That's right, your station 90.3 FM. We got more info to get to you. Get up and exercise, man. This song gives me energy. Get up. Sit down. Get up. Get up. Come on.
Hey guys, how you doing? It's Addison Riggs, also known as Zoo, and I'm the owner of The Daily Hustle. The Daily Hustle is a fitness facility that offers one-on-one training, group training, and also classes. I myself have been a personal trainer for 4 years. But the business has only been open since December 2021. One thing I can say is that I'm extremely passionate about being a personal trainer, and all I want to do is see my clients get the results that they want. I think what makes The Daily Hustle so special is that it's like a community of people that really just want to better themselves and get active. I don't see this as just a place where clients come in, work out, and leave. I want them to feel comfortable here. I want them to feel like, you know, they're a part of a community and a family. Well, the goal for The Daily Hustle is really just to give back as much as possible, especially to my old community center, West Haven, because I know what it's like to grow up and your parents not having enough money to put you into activities and things like that. So that's the goal. That's the direction we're trying to go in. We're just trying to give back as much as possible. So if you are interested in training, please check out my Instagram page. It's zoo_365, or go to my website, which is www.zoo365.fit. So .fit. So one thing I gotta say, guys, is that me, like, getting active is super important, and I think you guys should take that seriously as well. Just think about it. Your friends want to have you around. Your family want to have you around. They want you to stay active. You gotta set an example for the generation to come. All right? So, guys, get up and get active. Remember I said that. So be on the close lookout. Classes are starting soon at the Daily Hustle. New programs are coming out soon. So pull up, okay? You guys know where it is. 146 Ronald Drive, Montreal West. Thank you, guys.
Yes, go check that out. 2365. Stay active. Let's move. We got about 20 minutes left. I'm gonna try to motivate you. You can check me on a Sunday. 11 to midnight, Ilkin Garden. DJ Blaster, Mr. Flex. Last hour of the week is the best hour of the week. Let's get to it, man. Let's travel. Let's move. Let's move. Let's travel.
Kill me.
Let's get to Africa, man. Let's get back to the motherland. Afrobeat.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Stomp your feet. Move your body.
Na sara sara, the beat is tana tana. It go make you manya manya. Ines is in manya manya. Oh yeah, make you ricotta ricotta, mama Africa ricotta. Hey, make you dance, yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody ricotta ricotta, mama Africa ricotta. Hey, make you dance, yeah,
mama Africa. Yeah, rock it. Yep, we got Montreal sessions going on right now. February 22nd, 2022. Second month. It's a lot of twos. Yeah, one of my favorite numbers. I'm having a good time. I don't want you to have a good time with me. We got any dancers in the building? I know you can't stay still. We got any Afrobeat lovers in the building? We're gonna mash it all together. Ready to start moving again?
Look, Toneo, Toneo, Party,
Blood.
riding on your radio today.
We drink it. We drink it.
You have access to a drink. If you finish work, you're not driving. Get your feeling. On a Tuesday. I'm gonna give you some space to rest right now. I'm gonna drink a water. So, if you've been keeping pace with me for the last hour and 45 minutes, you need to take a breath. Sip on a sip. Having a good time. We bubbling in. Almost at 5 o'clock. That's your punch out time. You're at work. The finish line is close. And if not, we keep marching on. And you know it's Carnival coming up in Trinidad soon. I was supposed to be there for my 50th, but we're gonna party right now. Summertime, I'm doing my party related. So be ready to come and party. Soca heads, let's go. Trying to say that that Carnival's canceled, man. We just party somewhere, man. In your house party. If you're in your house right now, we gon' party like it's the road. If you're in the car, anywhere. That's the road.
Alright, hey. All house is road right now. All house is road. All house is road right now. All house is road. All house is road right now. All house is road.
I'm gonna keep it going. Don't stop moving.
I'm
10 minutes left? What can we do in 10 minutes, man?
Nah, I know I worked you out. We had the house. We had the Afro beat, the reggae. We had that hip hop, soul.
We're gonna try to cool down a little bit.
Okay.
But you know, my soca heads just like to move and swing and swing and move. That's me. You can get check me each and every Sunday, Hilton Garden. 11 to midnight.
CKUT 9.3.
I gotta thank you.
Are you ready?
For riding with me. Let's slow it down. Everybody needs to find a partner right now. To the Soca Queen, Malika, happy birthday! Hey, if you missed West Can on last week, definitely go download on the CKUT website.
Big up the ones them who start to create the culture, the legends who pass. Calypso to Soca, me love to me heart.
All we want is what them are for we.
It's a part of our culture.
What them are for we. Tell them respectfully. Soca a genre we want to own. It's a lifestyle, everyday thing. Non-stop celebrating. So what them are for we? Yeah, make we unhappy. So we go rise until, soca pick the high mountain. Rise like sun coming up in the morning. So we go rise until, soca pick the high mountain. Rise like sun
lyrical.
In the morning.
Soca forever. Send you out on some good vibes.
Yeah.
Little Allison Hines.
Yeah.
2022 Soca.
Go your way. Go your way.
Your good vibes station.
Negativity. And if you're bad night, go away. You want what's mine, run away. Too much negative thoughts in your brain. Bad times, go your way. Go your way. Go your way. Go your way. Bad times, go your way. Your way, your way. Go your way. Go your way. Go your way.
Yes, we are drawn to a close. All good things come to an end. It's almost 5 o'clock. I hope you had a good time. Ride along with me again. I go by the name of the capital C-I-P Zip. Or Stephen Hennessy. Catch me on Sunday, 11 to midnight. Let's get one last little dance in. Who's your partner? Yeah, it's fun, man.
You could be my dancing partner, divining master, feelings taking over. So put it back on me. You could be my dancing partner, divining master, feelings taking over. put it back on me.
Work vibes, right? But right now I think big happy birthday out there to Lori. Party has to be over for me.
I gotta go.
But listen, Carnival, this year in Montreal, what's going on?
Every time I play in Massa Zero,
I miss it, man. I miss it.
In times like this, I can't keep my cool.
Hope everybody's safe. But if we can get out there and dance, it wouldn't be a bad thing. Hey.
So when you see me coming down and stomping out all over town, pay my money to come out and make my name.
That's it. We're gonna call it quits just about here. First, I got a big up all of CKUT for letting me have this opportunity to spread the vibe and the energy for Black History Month, man. And I'm Black 365. And we spend the vibe and the knowledge like that. Gotta big up all my people who came through and support in whatever way. peace and love and blessings.
There is this thing. Do you realize what is there is this thing? Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing
on.
There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news brought to you live.
Welcome to the Friday edition of CKUT's community news program, Off the Hour. Today is February 18th. My name is Brian Jefferson, and I'll be your host today. CKUT broadcasts from the unceded traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Kanyekehaga, one of the founding nations of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Tuesdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. for a special Black History Month edition of the Montreal Sessions. The month kicks off on February 1st with the best in reggae and soca with your hosts, Production Sounds and Soca Head. Week 2, February 8th, Wizzy Moonchaser, host of The Morning Detour, broadcast live from DG Kicks, a sneaker store in NDG. Final 2 weeks, 15th and 22nd, are hosted by Stephen Ziplocks Hennessy, educator, creator,
and part of the L Groove Garden team. Don't miss it.
In all public indoor spaces. By February 21st, the passport won't be required in places of worship. The change will coincide with the arrival of Quebec's first COVID-specific antiviral treatments. A report by the Quebec's coroner's office has found that the 2017 fatal shooting of Pierre Coriolan by Montreal police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis can be attributed to a lack of sufficient police training to de-escalate and